Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 594, Learning from Other People. Well, it's the second day of 2023. It's a snowy day outside here in Denver, Colorado, which is not that strange of a comment. And I'm sitting here drinking coffee in my office. I've been doing some writing on a new project, and I wanted to take time to do an episode here and keep the chain going that I will continue through the rest of the year of a daily show. And one of the topics I was writing about this morning really kind of gave me an idea for this episode, which is about the value of learning from other people. Now, I always assume that everybody did this, and I think we all do on an unconscious or subconscious and sometimes conscious level. One thing that I realized is kind of a power of mine, or something that I do inherently, is I, a lot of times without people knowing it, really watch the behaviors, the actions, and the interactions of people around me. And I'm not judging anyone. What I'm really doing is I'm watching and trying to see how certain tactics and things work. So when I see someone who's a micromanager, who is very scattered and not a good leader, I kind of notice, and without me saying anything bad about them or thinking anything actually bad about them, I can say, that's not an effective strategy. Or I can look at someone who's a fantastic leader and I can go, okay, well, what makes them great? Why is this something that is really valuable for me to pay attention to? So I can dig through by watching how people interact, whether it's between people, whether it's between them and the world, and their own work, their own creative work. All of these things seem incredibly relevant to me as I try to integrate ideas into my life. Now, I want to be clear on this, though. While I study other people and I try to study what it's like to work with them, and you know, including people I know, but also including people that I don't know, I try to just study what people say about working with them. And it's not because I'm trying to copy them. This is not a form of hero worship. I'm really always after being my most authentic self. But the thing that I'm really trying to do is figure out, okay, so people have this type of experience working with this person. What sort of things does this person do to create these emotions in the people they're working with? Or, you know, whatever the situation might be. That allows me to understand how I might be causing people to feel, how I might be connecting with others, or how I might be able to change things and be a little bit better about what I'm doing. So these are all things that I have in my mind almost consistently as I study other people, study the way they do things, study the way they approach their work. But once again, it is not a hero worship thing. It is all about me realizing my most authentic self. Now, I thought for a long time that everybody did this, and it turns out that some people do, but a lot of people kind of go through life not really taking the time to do it, and that's completely fine. This is maybe just an idea, something that you could think about a little bit, add to your world if you haven't already, and see if it helps you in the formation of whatever you are pursuing. All right, I think that's going to be the episode for today. I'm going to get back to writing this this thing, but I will not tell you what it is yet. And then I'm going to be doing some music a little bit later today. I want to say thank you to everybody who jumped on the Sounds of Sunday live stream, which I'm doing on Sundays at 7 p.m., probably through May. I'll be doing those until I start back into the full-time playing schedule. I'm really thankful for everybody who's sent words of encouragement and all that. I'm happy to be back playing as well. So if you want to find out more about me, you can. Social media, just look up Michael Amade. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. Or just find me on michaelamade.com. All right, everybody. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. And enjoy yourselves.